Hey Michelle, it's Mike from Making Digital Real. I just wanted to let you know that I really appreciate everything that you did for me in 2023. Signing up to the group coaching and mastermind sessions has absolutely changed my life. And as you know, on the 2nd of January this year, I left my full-time job to set up my own business, and I have more than doubled the revenue that I was expecting thanks to everything that you've taught me. So thank you so much, and please, please, please feel free to use this any way you want as my testimonial. Thank you so much.
Attention all service-based business owners and solopreneurs. Trust me when I say there is data in your business that you are overlooking that is the key to unlocking new clients, more profitable offers, and a more strategic and effective marketing strategy. I'm going to help you uncover this information and use it to your advantage to grow your business and find those missed opportunities. Schedule your free rapid fire strategy session today by going to MichelleDeNioConsulting.com.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of The Real Truth About Business, the show dedicated to giving solopreneurs and small business owners like you the real, honest, and straightforward truth about what it takes to grow a business. All right. I am talking today about a topic that has been on my heart for a long, long time. And I want you to just really, really listen to this episode as a bit of motivation. Hopefully it's a little bit inspiring for you. There's really not a lot of strategy that's involved here in this episode, but I think it's an important topic to talk about because I have this conversation a lot. And the conversation is that around shame or guilt or these feelings of failure or whatnot about business. And so many people, and I hear all the time from small business owners and solopreneurs of like, I just don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. Or when they go through my Focus Visionary framework, or I talk about looking for trends or data, it's like, oh, data scares me and I just don't know. And, you know, I just feel like I should know these things, or I can't believe I don't have this information at the top of my hand, you know, at the top of my fingers and all this. And there's just a lot of like shame around this. And here's what I want you to understand. And I want you to hear this from the heart, and I want you to not take offense to this, because there's the way I'm going to say it, you might think like, well, fuck you, Michelle. That's not true, but just bear with me and listen. Okay. Here's what I want you to remember. Is many of you that have started a business and are growing a successful business, right? Many of you are skilled professionals, very highly, highly skilled professionals, but you are not and have never been a business owner. So what makes you think that you should know all of this stuff, right? That you should know how to be a business owner, right? And I mean, hear that again and take that into consideration, right? Like, you are a skilled professional. You're a graphic designer. You're a web designer. You're a service-based. You're an attorney. These are skills. They are highly, highly trained skills. Okay. I am skilled in business. That's what I have been trained on. That is what I have worked in my career, right? So business is a natural skill for me. That is what I should be good at, right? Is business. And so, but I'm not a good graphic designer. I'm not a good web designer. I am not a good copywriter, right? Like, those are not skills I possess. So why should I feel shame? Like, you don't see all these business coaches walking around feeling shame about the fact that they're not a good copywriter. Well, most of us weren't trained to be writers, right? So I don't understand why so many of you feel this guilt around like, oh, I can't believe I didn't know that. Well, of course you didn't. How would you? How would you know? It's not like this is like, not everybody walks around looking at all these trends in their business and understanding numbers and all of these, like, you just wouldn't, right? You wouldn't walk into like a mechanic shop and just decide all of a sudden, well, I bought a car, so that means I should be a mechanic, right? Just because you own a car doesn't mean you are now a mechanic and you know everything about it and you should be able to fix it, right? So just because you've decided to start a business doesn't mean that you're going to immediately become the best business owner in the world, right? Or you're going to know everything that there is to know about being a business owner. If you've never done it, there's no way you would have this information. There's no way you would have these skills, right? And that is where hiring or bringing other people into your business that have the skill in business comes into play, right? And so, but unfortunately, I see so many times where there's just like all of this guilt and shaming and just this constant state of, if you're not doing this, you're doing it wrong. If you don't have this, you're doing it wrong. If you haven't done this, then you don't know what you're doing. And the reality is like, that is such horseshit, because you would have no way of knowing all of this. Okay. So I want you all, if you are feeling this, like I have a client who is a photographer, which is so random. If you're listening to this, you're like, Michelle has a client as a photographer. Because I'm pretty open about the fact that I don't really work with photographers. However, she is shifting her business and doing more, shifting into something else. So we agreed that we could work together. But, you know, I was talking to her about just different things in her business, because as she's shifting and closing down this area of her photography, you know, we were talking and she was like, I just feel terrible. Like, I don't know. I don't have any of this information. I didn't know. Like, I just wanted to be and open this studio, and I wanted to do all these things. And I feel like I could have done it better. And I feel like I could have avoided burnout. And I feel like I could have done all these things if I had just known all of this business information. And I feel like I did and just completely discrediting herself for how successful she has been. Right? She has built and has an extremely successful studio, and she's moving on and doing something different, but that doesn't make her a failure. It doesn't make her a bad business owner. Just because I asked her a few questions on things that she didn't necessarily have the information on doesn't mean that she's doing it wrong. She ran a successful, profitable business for many, many years. Okay. And that's what I want you to understand, is that you can be a very highly skilled professional and run a successful business, but at some point there are certain things inside your business that you have to learn, and you are going to have to start to pick up and learn some of these skills about what it takes in, you know, as a business owner. Okay. And so what I mean by that, like, what skills am I talking about, is like understanding how to find the trends in your business of what's working and what's not working. Understanding your profit and loss, understanding your conversion rates, understanding your lead generation and your sales strategies, and having a sales pipeline, and understanding what your sales process is, outlining your buyer's journey, right? These are all business related back end things that for many of you would not be common knowledge, right? Understanding what insurances you need, what licenses are required, what contracts you need to have in place. Even myself, like, again, I have a lot of knowledge in business, but I'm not an attorney. So I didn't understand all the legalities of what I needed in my business to protect it, and my website and everything else. I have an attorney that I trust that has educated me on all of these things. And so now I've implemented them into my business, but I didn't know it just because all of a sudden I decided to become a business owner. So that makes me an attorney too. And I know exactly what legal things I need to put in place. No, right? So I hope you're understanding and getting the point here of what I'm trying to say is really that I want you to give yourself a little bit more credit for how far you've come and how far you have made it, and understand that there are certain things in your business that you're just not gonna know, right? Because it's not your area of expertise. And that doesn't mean that you can't find the people that have those skills that you don't have, right? So whether that's a bookkeeper, whether that's an attorney, whether that's a business consultant like myself, or a strategist, or somebody that can help you identify some of those trends and blocks and different things inside of your business, help you identify exactly what's working, help you look at your offer suite. Again, those are things that you may or may not No, right? You're doing the best you can. You're taking the information that you have, and you're using the knowledge that you have in this moment. But as you grow and as things evolve, then there's different things that you invest in. There's different skills you learn, and you just continue to progressively increase and grow those things. So the whole episode here is short. I'm going to cut it off because there's only so much I can say about this, is just understanding that just because you opened up a business does not mean that you should be like 100% knowledgeable in every single thing that a business owner would know, right? Like, honor the fact that you are an extremely skilled professional, and honor the fact that you're doing the thing. You took the leap. You're making the bold moves, right? Like, you're doing it. You're successful. You're growing. And then understand that there are certain things you're just not going to know, but there are people out there who also have those skills that don't have your skills. And that's the power of collaboration. That's how we work together. That's how business grows. That's how we all reach success, right? So I just want to share that with you. I hope that you found this helpful. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. And I love you. I believe in you. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much for listening today. But remember, now it's time to take action. My goal is to get you results. So, what is one action you can commit to taking this week? Feel free to share it with me in my DMs or tag me on your socials. Not sure what action to take? Grab the link in the show notes and schedule a strategic power hour. We can talk through it together and get you a strategic plan of action in just 60 short minutes. Oh, and one last favor. As with every podcast, reviews and ratings are what help us continue to show up and grow. So if you wouldn't mind, please take a quick minute to leave a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify and share this episode with a friend. Thanks. Talk soon.